The most common cancer types that we saw in terms of new cases were breast cancers in females, cervical cancer, thyroid cancer, leukemia, and colorectal cancer. And when you then look at mortality or deaths occurring among young adults, the most common cancers were, again, breast cancer, but then liver cancer, leukemia, and cervical cancer. And in particular, what we found was that women were disproportionately affected, meaning that they had many more cancers and deaths occurring. Approximately 65% of all cancers occurring in 20 to 39-year-olds occurred in women. And for deaths, that was around 55%.
Now, I wonder if you can tell us, why are these people getting sick? What's happening?
Cancer occurs across all ages, even though we generally associate it with elderly people or older individuals. So what we see specifically for young adults, though, is that they have a mixture of cancers. So the cancers that we see in children, like leukemias and brain cancers, they're still occurring in young adults. But at the same time, we're seeing cancers that are more common in older individuals, like breast cancer or colorectal cancer. So really, it's an age group that has a mix of these two very diverse cancer groupings, if we can say it like that, these areas of oncology, and that's what makes it quite interesting. We didn't look at the exact causes of cancer in this age group, but what we do know is that some cancers are due, for example, to infection, like cervical cancer and liver cancer. So these two cancers can be prevented through vaccination. Some cancers, like colorectal cancer, they've seen increases in young individuals in the U.S. due to obesity. So it's a mixture of both genetic factors, some things going on in the environment, like suntanning for melanoma and obesity for colorectal cancer, but also there's a lot of just randomness as well.
Do we know which regions of the world have been most affected?
So the largest amount of cancers are occurring in the most developed regions like Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. But this is in terms of new cancers. When we actually look at the deaths occurring in 2012, we saw that the greatest burden was in the least developed countries, so particularly Africa and parts of Asia. And we can see when we actually compare the most developed countries with the least developed countries that the survival of cancer among young adults is approximately 40% different. So surviving cancer in the most developed country, you have a case fatality of around 14%. And the equivalent of that in the least developed countries was 55%. So huge disparities in survival.
And as you had mentioned earlier, the cancers are particularly affecting women. Do we know why?
Mm-hmm. The reason why that we're seeing more cancers in women is because we're seeing more female cancers, that being breast and cervical cancer. And these two cancer types actually account for over 30% of all new cancer cases in 2012 and over 20% of the cancer-related deaths. So as a result, we just see a greater burden occurring in females, and thus we really need to start thinking about how can we avoid these cancers and how can we improve cancer outcomes, particularly for breast and cervical cancer.
Does IARC have any recommendations for governments or individuals?
So a key aspect of young adult oncology is just increasing awareness. A lot of people think that cancer doesn't occur in 20 to 39-year-olds or that it's extremely rare. So we need to increase awareness. And as I said before, for females, we definitely need to start looking into how we can prevent these cancers. So, for example, for cervical cancer, we would suggest national human papillomavirus vaccination programs. And these will prevent cervical cancers from happening. And at the same time, we can suggest early detection and screening for cervical cancer. And this is really cost effective. And these are measures that can really be done worldwide at a low cost. For breast cancer, it's a bit less clear what they should be doing, but we need more research into what is appropriate for this age group. You know, how do we measure the benefits and the costs? And also, how do we determine what treatment is best for these individuals? You know, do we extrapolate from children or older individuals, or do we really need a treatment regimen that are particular to this group of people?
Dr. Fidler, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to UN News. Is there any further message you have for our audience?
I think the last message I would like to state is that cancer is less frequent among young adults than individuals at older ages. But we need to remember that these individuals play a major role in society because they care for their families and they are also the main workers of our society. So there remains a considerable impact on everyone due to premature morbidity and mortality. So So as a result, we really need to look forward into how we can prevent these cancers, how we can address the mortality, and also how we can advance treatment so that this age group does not fare worse than older individuals or younger individuals.